I know that it is usual to include a prophecy about the future in an address of this kind. No doubt, therefore, you are expecting me to make some comments on our prospects during the current financial year. It is perhaps easy to foresee the future in the case of some types of industry, where conditions do not vary much from season to season. In an industry such as ours, however, it is impossible to forecast with any degree of accuracy what is likely to happen many months ahead. We are very dependent upon the conditions prevailing in the country as a whole, because the demand for motor cars varies with the prosperity of the people. We, in our turn, are dependent upon the prosperity of the motor industry, as they are the principal buyers of our safety glass. We have just had a very good year, and I do not wish to appear unduly optimistic when I say that I think that the demand for our products will increase still further in the current year. We are now feeling the full benefit of the reduction in prices which was made last July. As a result of that reduction, demand increased and our total profits rose. In my opinion, that tendency will continue. As we still have some unused capacity in our factories, we shall be able to meet larger purchases without becoming involved in heavy capital expenditure. I must add one word of warning, however. We are affected in many ways by the general economic conditions. Our future can be seriously influenced by changes in interest rates and by changes in the rate of purchase tax on articles using safety glass. If interest rates rise, or if there is an increase in purchase tax, we shall suffer. On the other hand, I am bound to say that there are no immediate signs of any such changes taking place. There has recently been a great improvement in the country's financial position, and the value of sterling has been well maintained throughout the year. You may, therefore, leave this hall feeling fairly confident that the future of this organization is secure.